stress. So stress is when you think that the demands being made on you are greater than your resources. So what is being asked of you is more than you can give. So it's like an elastic band. An elastic band that you are stretching. It's stretching and stretching and stretching. And that's what was happening to that person I saw this week. That elastic band was stretched to the point where it was going to break if she didn't do anything about it. So that's what stress is. So to stop the stress, you have to find ways of emptying that container. And all of you have to be aware of this container inside you. When is it filling up? What do I need to do about it? What is troubling me? And where am I going to go and get help about that? Okay, now I want to, very quickly again, because time is going, I want to... I've already talked about the British education system reflects the wider society, and in that sense, because we like independence, we expect you to be we expect you to also be independent in your learning. Assertiveness means that when you want something, you go and ask for it. So you say what you think. Now, again, this is not a very, in my own country, to be assertive is not something that we value hugely, especially as a woman. We're supposed to be quiet and not to say very much and all that sort of thing. But in this country, if you have a problem, you're expected to go and talk about it. Your teacher is not going to come looking for you. The teacher will not come looking for you. You have to go. You take responsibility for your learning. You take responsibility for your learning. That doesn't mean you have to do it all by yourself. Now, there's a very big difference between that. You have to take responsibility for your learning, but that means you have to know when to go and ask for help. Who can help me? Who can help me? Your tutors are there for you in your department. They can help you. But you have to be the one to take the initiative and go and say, all isn't well with me. I'm having problems. Will you please help me? Of course, you have to ask in the polite way. How to ask for help? Obviously, there are times when you might go straight. Maybe you need to make an appointment. You need to find out on your department, what is the way? What is the routine? Do you have to go and make an appointment? Can you send an email to your tutor and say, I want to speak to you because I have a problem. I didn't understand what you were saying in the lecture. How do you do that? And how do you do that politely? How do I address someone in authority? I mean, I don't know in your department whether you ask teachers to call them by their first name, Colin, or first name. Okay, so you're already aware, maybe you find that very strange in this country, that students call their tutors by their first name. In my country, you'd never do that. You would never call a person in authority by their first name. That will not be polite in my own country. But in this country, if someone says, call me by my first name, that's absolutely fine. But if you don't feel comfortable with it, I would suggest, if I say to you, call me Shahnaz, and you find that difficult, I don't mind if you call me Mrs. Raven, or Mrs. Shahnaz, if it comes to that. So be aware of how you feel. If you really feel this is going against your own values, then as long as it's done politely, then you can call the person by Mr. Is it okay to challenge someone in authority? So let's say you're in a seminar group or you're in a discussion group. Is it okay for you to think about challenging someone like a tutor like Colin? You know, will you be able to say to Colin, I'm sorry, I don't agree with you? Okay, so that's all right as well. Because sometimes we think we're a bit shy. You can't challenge somebody who's a teacher. How can you tell them you don't agree with them? But you can. In this culture, you can. And you must. You must. He's not going to crumble. He's not going to be demolished by the fact that you're saying you don't agree with him. In fact, he'll be very pleased. He'll be challenged. Well, not too much, but you know what I mean. So to challenge a person in authority in this country is part of the learning. That teacher, he's there to facilitate your learning. So it's very, very important you do that. How do you disagree in a polite way? How do you interrupt someone? Now, all these things, I'm not giving you answers to that, but I think you need to be aware that when you disagree with somebody in your own culture, you probably do it automatically. You know how to do it. In this country, you can disagree politely. You can disagree, but politely. But maybe this is something you can look at in your classes. How do you do that? How do you give feedback when somebody has stood up and made a presentation of some kind? And they say, maybe, what do you think about that? How do you give feedback? And that's also very important. Some people think that if somebody comes and make a presentation, and you ask them to give feedback, maybe you tell them what they did wrong. Now, in this culture, when we say to give feedback, we also want people to say what you think the person did right. So you start by telling them, I think you did that right, but I also think maybe you could change this. So, you know, you start off by, and that's the polite nature of the British. You start off with something positive, and then maybe you go on and say something which is not terribly... Okay, participating in seminars, in group work, this is something you're going to have to do in future. When you're discussing something in a seminar, particularly, I don't know whether you're doing seminars at the moment? Yes. Be aware that people are not expecting you to say the right answer. What you think is more important. Don't worry too much about your English. Nobody is going to be thinking about your grammar. Your ideas are more important. Your ideas are more important. So don't be afraid to say what you think in a seminar group. Don't be afraid of contradicting somebody. But again, you know, watch how people do it, and watch and do it in a kind of a polite way. Some people find that they only say something because it has to be right, because otherwise they feel ashamed that what they've said is wrong because somebody has contradicted them. But that's part of the learning. To participate in seminars and to do group work is a very, very important part of the learning process in this country. So you have to be brave. Okay, now look after yourself. Okay, ask for help. Take the initiative, ask for help when you need it. Don't wait until it's too late. Look after yourself. Eat well. Don't eat too much chocolate as I did when I came to this country. Don't go and eat too many cakes or too many sweets. Eat a balanced diet, and that's very important. Sleep, but don't sleep too much. Okay. Make sure you go into a routine. Go up to bed in time, get up in good time. Don't change your routine and work at night and sleep during the day. Fatal. Okay. If you're having problems with sleeping and that sort of thing, we'll be very happy to talk to you. Have a good laugh. Okay. Have a good laugh with one another.